listening friend, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's the 20th of February, 2013. I don't know, there's so many things I'm excited to share and talk about. Tonight's our orientation meeting for our trip to Israel. We'll be leaving. I'm looking at the calendar. In 10 days, 10 days we'll be walking where Jesus walked and serving the people of Israel. And if you were tuned in on Monday or Tuesday, you heard through my calls to Israel, we had Fadi Ramadan on Monday, and he serves with CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and we're going to have an opportunity to serve the children in Nazareth and work at his Bible Club Center, and that was great talking with him. That program's archived. I think you'll be blessed by what he had to say and share growing up in a Muslim Arab area, coming to Christ through his parents and through CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and it's a very similar program to the Awana program that's put on locally in many churches that I get to serve in, and so it's great working with young kids. Yesterday, Larry Rich, who serves at Ha Emek Medical Center, we've been there a number of years. Great News Radio has taken a number of groups there, delivered teddy bears and Beanie Babies and some supplies. And that was an interesting conversation, and that he's somebody that over the years I've continued to introduce him into the concept of following the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a Jewish person that believes in God, yet is not where us evangelicals would like everyone to be, understanding God's fullness and why he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to allow Jesus to be our Savior and Lord. And so he's an interesting one that I've gotten to interact with over the years and talk with and share about spiritual things. And he's been intrigued, and he's loved the evangelical belief that I've brought into his life, and he's been kind of captivated, and maybe yesterday you would have sensed that. He's been very encouraged by how we've modeled God's love, and I just continue to pray for him and hope that this trip can make another difference in his faith journey. And then today, Jason, I was thinking there's a couple different things I want to talk about, but if I shared these six words, I know you would be on automatic pilot for the next 20 minutes, and the six words would be, do you have your armor on? Oh, could that preach?
That could preach. Oh, you could. I think it's preached a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, you could get excited about that, and maybe we'll touch on that some, but I want to point out a couple things.
Generally, when he says that, that means we're never going to talk about it again.
Yeah, we won't get there, because do you see what I have in front of me?
You do.
I'm so proud of you. In a good way, in a positive way.
Thanks, Dad.
This is wonderful. Son, I'm going to take you out for ice cream now.
There's be a lull and a silence while we hug.
Yeah. But I sent this out last night to our pilgrims, the 20 other people that are going on our trip to Israel. And I couldn't wait to get this into their hands. And this kind of describes in a little flyer form, it's almost like an evangelistic tool, I told you, that we can hand out to the hundreds of people that we'll come in contact with. And it'll give an overview of our trip. And so I don't know. I haven't figured out, is there a way I can post this where there's not three to a page? Maybe you can send me a version or not. I'd like to somehow put this on the website.
We can post the front and back images together on one image so people could see it.
Yeah, is there a way, or do I just scan this and they just see all three at once?
We could fix it up.
Well, okay, I don't know if we'll have time. I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll just scan this.
We can make it work.
If you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, I'll probably put this on the Israel trip page and maybe even on the home page, and you'll also be able to see Fadi Ramadan and Larry Rich on our website, greatnewsradio.org. So I think I'm going to scan this in a few minutes and see if I can get that posted. But let me also point out that if you're not familiar with our Great News Radio Facebook page, you're missing out, because I try to always, maybe the night before or the day of when I'm going to have a special interview, I try to post a photograph or a picture or something that will relay what's going on during the morning program. So if you have a Facebook account, just type in Great News Radio and you should come to our page. You'll see our little logo and our four frequencies, and like that page or something, and then I think you'll get the updates. Or you can go to my personal Facebook page, Mark Burns. I don't pace that I'm going to get a sandwich now, that, oh wow, my dog's tired. I mean, I try to generally only pace in like the different interviews we're going to be doing or something about the station or usually an interesting update. I don't just post photographs. Generally, I don't. So you're pretty safe. I'm not going to inundate you with 28 different postings each and every day. But friend me, Mark Burns, and you'll get some of the updates from the radio ministry, the things we're doing, or stop by Great News Radio on your Facebook account. Just search it. And then you'll get all the different updates. So anyways, maybe I'll also post this on Facebook in some way. I don't know. I'll have to shrink it down. But anyway, so we're excited about our trip to Israel. It's 10 days away. We're going to be serving and learning. And it's a group of 21. Eitan Ratov is our guide. Many of you know him. When I say many, I guess I've taken a few hundred people, maybe almost as many as 300 over the years. And we're excited about this trip with the humanitarian service project aspect to it. But again, describing this little flyer that Jason, you put together, thank you for your creativity and your background. You were, years ago, were thinking about being a cartoonist or something. Wasn't that part of maybe your desire from childhood to...
I did a little bit of work in comic books, but not a lot of money in that. And I went to school for graphic arts and that. So I have an interest in graphic arts. And now it's really just, you know, it's a spiritual gift that God gave me. And so I use it to better communicate his kingdom, better use it to communicate the things that we're doing in the church so that the church can reach out and touch people. If you've been at the post office or that, you've probably seen we've got some posters and things like that that we put out for sermon series that we do in different things. And so it's just really using those gifts.
Generally just in the Muhammad area.
Just in the Muhammad area. But you know what?
And Jason's photo is not up there at the post office. I don't want people to get confused. Maybe they just tuned in.
It's been there, but you know.
Jason's pictures at the post office as he wanted? No, you do great posters. I love coming in and seeing what you've drafted.
I noticed you put your posters next to mine now.
I know. I do. Yeah, I got to kind of muscle in on some of that area that you have on different bulletin boards.
Yeah, but I mean, just using the gifts that God's given me to communicate his kingdom and his love and really just to get people. And, you know, people are visual. They talk about when you're learning how to teach people that there's different kinds of learners. There's the learners that are thinking learners. There's tactile learners. There's visual learners. And there's learners that have to hear.
Yeah, the audio.
Yeah, the auditory. Audio learners. And so, you know, this gift is just a way that God has given me to be able to touch those learners. And I do a lot of writing and creating. I mean, I love to make videos for things that we're doing, too. So I just love to always think about how do we capture the learner who's not just the thinker, the theologian, but how do we capture a bunch of different people, the creative mm-hmm. people? Because I think God's creative, and he uses me to do some, I think, some fairly creative things. So I just love to then take that and hopefully have it be a blessing to others.
Well, I tapped into that, and I just kind of gave you, I won't say an assignment, but I said, this is the vision I'm casting. And, you know, within a day or two, it's like, oh, I love this. And we tweaked it a little. And so that's posted at greatnewsradio.org. So we begin it with Esther 4:14, and many of you are familiar, especially with the ending.
Why did
of
you choose Esther 4:14, Mark?
Well, I love that concept for such a time as this. And I think this is going to be a very unique trip that's timely in nature because there's a lot of turmoil in the world and people need to have that hug, that care, that compassion extended to them. And we can do it in the name of Christ. And being from Great News Radio, we're not a church and we're not like the typical group that just goes over there and tours the land. We're going there as Great News Radio to serve and to learn. And I think people are always fascinated. You've come all this way. You've traveled across the world to come and serve. You Americans are doing this on your vacation time. You're paying to come and do this and to serve. And they're always open. And many Jewish people, and many people in general, they're kind of intrigued or interested or they're captivated by the concept. And then with this flyer, we can kind of put it in their hands so in the privacy of their own moments, they can read it. And I love how you have this Jewish guy holding the Torah. And what do these Hebrew words stand for?
That's Ahava, which means love. And I want to say something about the verse that you chose in terms that God spoke to you about that. We have to always, I'm a teacher, so always it's context. In Esther, Haman, who is, there's a king of Persia, and he's Xerxes, and Haman is kind of his right-hand man.
And usually when, if you're around Jewish people and you say the name Haman, mm-hmm. it follows with...
Yeah. And so Haman wants to kill all of the Jews. Haman wants to literally exterminate the Jewish people. And it's because of his hatred for the Jewish people. Well, in chapter 4, where you're getting this verse from, Mordecai, who will not bow down to Haman, he will not bow down to Haman's hatred and Haman's lust for power. He will not bow down to the power and principality of anything other than the kingdom of God. Mordecai comes to Esther because Esther has found favor in the court of Xerxes. She's a queen. She's found favor in the sight of the king. And he comes to her and he says in chapter 4 and verse 14, if you remain silent at this time, relief and a deliverance for the Jews won't arrive. What he's saying is, look, if you keep quiet, you're essentially saying this is right. You're essentially saying what the Hamans of the world are doing is right. But if you reach out for such a time as this, you're doing God's work. You're reaching out with God's, you're being the hands and feet of God in the world. You know, I think that as Christians sometimes we think of such a time as this as some special anointed some other time. But if we, you know, if we read Psalm 24:1, which says the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord, then that means every single moment within this belongs to the Lord. And so this next step you're going to take is for such a time as this. This next moment and the prayers you are saying is for such a time as this. Everything that you do, if we begin to look at the world like that, that we won't remain silent, we won't remain indifferent, we won't remain in that place where we say it's okay even subtly, we're not then being a part of the deliverance from evil and from tyranny, from anger, from all of those things. And so I think we might live life slightly differently if we thought that for such a time as this, this next moment.
Well, and I also like the part where it's kind of an opportunity. God gives us all these opportunities, and if we don't jump on them or take them, he'll find somebody else. So right. We're missing out on the blessing, and he's really saying, hey, if you remain in disobedience or if you don't take or seize this opportunity that God's presenting before you, he's going to find somebody else.
Right.
And he kind of says that to each and every one of us. And that's why it's so important each and every day when we pray, Lord, order my steps. Help me be attentive to your leading, your prodding. Help me seek opportunities so we can kind of advance his kingdom, being intentional. And yet we can also, by being intentional through our prayers, Lord, guide me, open my eyes to the opportunity that you're presenting before me and help me seize that opportunity.
Yeah, the Old Testament is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And the problem I think we have often is we read a lot of scripture theologically and we forget to read it Christologically. We forget to read it with Jesus glasses on. And, you know, in this passage that Mark used for this trip, he says, and who knows but you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. And when you read the New Testament, the connection there to what Paul says to us is that you're priests. You've been given a royal inheritance. You've been brought to a royal position for a reason, for such a time as this. Ephesians 6, you talked about the full armor of God. You mentioned that or alluded to that. You've been called to this position to put this armor on because you've been given a royal position in God's kingdom to stand watch and stand guard in God's kingdom, to put on this armor and to stand and in everything stand. And then when you are still there, to stand firm against an enemy who would seek to rule in tyranny, who would seek to bring despair, dishevel, all the different things that we know that the enemy does. He would seek to disrupt what grace is doing here mm-hmm, and now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that, yeah, you know, okay, most of us are living far below our inheritance because we're too busy looking for what the world is going to offer to us. We're living far below our inheritance. We're trying to seize a bank account. But Jesus said it, where moth and rust decay. And we're forgetting that we have a deposit in an eternal bank account. We have an eternal royalty and inheritance that we're a part of. A kingdom that never dies. A kingdom that never ends. A kingdom that never stops. And yet, we're trying to put our faith in a kingdom which every 4 years changes. And we ought not do that.
Yeah.
And so, when we go to Israel, I think that it's a reminder that for such a time as this, that I've been called to do something that's outside of myself. And we could easily probably fill up a bus full of folks who are going there just to see, you know, and Jesus sat here and walked over here. And here's, you can get your big foam Jesus finger. No? and then you can get your T-shirt. And we could easily do that, but that's not what we're called to do. And so I love the fact on this trip is that we're going to go over and we're going to serve people. Because when I got back from the trip that I went on in December, and I talked with a lot of people who went on that trip, they said, you know what, if I had one thing that I could do more of, I wanted to get to know the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all, I think I shared with you the other day, that it was always the interactions with the people, with David Parsons, who we'll talk to, I think, next week, and Moshe and Dove, who own Shorshim Shop, and our guide Eitan, and Lindy, who oversees some of the aspects of the trip, and Mr. $1, what's his name?
Hatim.
Yeah, all these people had such an effect because it was a personal relationship. We reached out, we touched these people, and we were touched by these people, and God worked in and through all of that. It wasn't some kind of just a place. I mean, Abraham Joshua Heschel says it great. He says, with our God-given imaginations, we've imagined holy places, holy mountains, holy things, when the holiest thing that God has done is met us and met us through his people.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, we're excited 10 days away. Hey, back to this little flyer that I think is going to be a unique evangelistic tool that then has a great picture of a Jewish man holding up the scrolls, and it says March 2nd through 13th, 2013, we are traveling the land and serving the people of Israel by taking our praying hands and practically putting them to work. Great News Radio, Israel Serve and Learn Tour 2013, and then you flip it over. And this is the exciting part. And we would covet and appreciate your prayers. I guess you can say covet your prayers. I don't know if you don't want to covet anything, but we'd appreciate your prayers. And it says, we believe that there is no greater time for Christians and Jews to embrace one another and work together. In America, we can pray for Israel, and we certainly do. But for such a time as this, we have come to roll up our sleeves and put our God-given hands to work serving you. Why? Because we believe that Israel matters. We will serve through, and then listen to this, people. This is what I'm so excited about, because this is a tour. Yes, we're going to get to have some biblical teaching on location where the historical events took place and walk where Jesus walked and see the sights and sounds and experience Israel. But so much more we're going to be able to serve, and these are some of the ways. Through donating blood, planting trees, trash cleanup, landscaping, painting artistic murals, serving at a soup kitchen and helping the poor, serving toddlers and young children in Jerusalem, Tiberias, Safed, and Nazareth with school supplies, teddy bears, prizes, and gifts. And if you were tuned in Monday or Tuesday, you heard all about it. And we do have a drop-off point up until next Wednesday, the 27th, at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47. And we have a list of the different things that you can supply. These are craft items or little small toys or trinkets to give out as the gifts for the Bible clubs and those that are memorizing scriptures. But you can call the station to find out more, 217-367-7777. We'll be assisting elderly at a kibbutz in Tiberias, helping traumatized children at a psychiatric hospital in Safed, encouraging children of all ages hospitalized at Ha'emek Medical Center in the Jezreel Valley. We'll be loving on the Ethiopian Jewish children at an absorption center near Jerusalem. And one last thing, our guide Eitan yesterday emailed me, and I just read this to you before we did this morning's program, and we'll see how God leads here. But he says, 2 more weeks, isn't it? And actually, it's 10 days at this point. They called me today from the Tiberias Mental Health Care Institute. They will be glad to have the group work and plant some trees and do some gardening and painting. They will prepare an area space of 50 times 30 feet for artificial grass and plan planting some trees. They have the needed tools and wondered if it would be okay with you. Now, this is new information to me. If we would include buying the artificial grass and some of the plants and perhaps a nice pot or fountain. They can name it with the dedication you select. So the question is, are you prepared for the cost? And then he goes on to say some other things about working with Avishai to work it through. So I guess I'm throwing this out. We don't have any additional funds at this point. In fact, just the supplies and the things we'll be taking over. I think we're just covering all the costs to get the school supplies and the teddy bears and Beanie Babies over. But maybe there's somebody that works in the mental health field or has a real heart for special needs children or would just love to participate in this trip and saying, hey, here's a couple $100. Here's $500. I want to buy that I don't know if their artificial grass is what we would call sod. I don't know if we're laying down sod. I'm going to get more information today, but there may be somebody that says, hey, I would love to underwrite some costs of planting some trees at this mental health care institute, and it's right in Tiberias. And so if maybe God's speaking to your heart and you want to be a part of that, we'll make sure the funds get used properly. We won't waste any of them. We'll make sure it goes right to the cost of this project. But I don't know if we can take it on because I don't think we have additional funds to do this. If it's only a few hundred dollars, I'd cover it. But this might be $5 or $7 or $1,000. So if any of you are really interested, you can call the station. Hey, you can call in a donation with your credit card, or you can write a check and just put the Mental Health Care Institute that you want to maybe help provide some funds for plants, for this artificial grass, or maybe even, I don't know what the cost of this fountain or something would be, but I we'll be conscientious and careful in how we use your funds. So if you're interested at all, you can call the station at 217-367-7777 or write on your check in the memo line, the Mental Health Care Israel Trip, or just Israel Supplies if you want to help us to purchase crayons and markers and other art supplies for the children in our various stops. So you can do that. Our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And if you heard Monday or Tuesday's program, we kind of laid it all out, all the different options in serving and being a part of this trip. But we're going to do our best to shine Christ's light in these various areas and witness to the goodness of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be faithful stewards of your funds and resources, and we want to make a difference. We want to love on these people, and thank you, Jason, for this great little handout. And then at the bottom of it, it has our Great News Radio logo, the frequencies, our website. So hopefully these Jewish people on the flights, the Arab people, everyone we meet, as they look at this thing and they're thinking, wow, these people, there's something different about them. Look at the love in their eyes. Look at their mannerisms. Look at how patient they are. There's something different about them, and hopefully they'll come by our website or maybe listen to an archive program or tune in or contact us. So we'll keep everyone posted. But as Larry Rich mentioned yesterday, as Fadi Ramadan mentioned on Monday, they have seen a difference in our group, and hopefully it's because we follow the Lord Jesus Christ and we exhibit that love and care for people. And so your prayers would be appreciated, and certainly your financial support will help us accomplish some of these needed humanitarian service projects.
You know, and bringing it back to the Bible, Mark, one of the things that we don't sometimes see, we think as Christians that we got to be on the front lines of everything that God's doing. And oftentimes in the Bible, there are so many people who are working behind the scenes to help with the blessing that God is moving forward. So many people who probably spoke into and guided and encouraged and moved Esther into this position where Mordecai comes and speaks to her. So I just want to speak to those people out there that this may be your time. And though you're not traveling to Israel, and though you're not on the front lines of laying sod or doing these different various activities, this time, this such a time as this, is your time right now. And you can, through your financial contribution, certainly through your prayers, step into that royalty and richness that you've been called to by God Almighty to be able to help our hands and our feet serve in Israel.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Fran, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this program and a part of this radio ministry. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.